When the common cold is being passed around from one of your classmates to another, you should thank your immune system for protecting your body against germs. The cells in your body fight these germs on a daily basis, and if you are not sick right now, then your immune cells are functioning properly. Did you know that plant cells experience the same thing? They have immune systems that protect them from invading germs, known as pathogens, too. Plants ranging from shrubs outside your house to the tomatoes, celery, and corn that you eat have an immune system that allow them to grow healthily. But what happens when they don't work? Let's listen to what second-year master's student Chen Zhang have to say about what the plant immune system is and how it works. Hi Chen, can you tell us what the plant immune system is and how it works?
When a pathogen comes, it has something on outside of the plasma membrane that can recognize the presence of the pathogen. Mm-hmm. But it cannot run away, right?
Yes, that's right.
So, ROS receptors are responsible to transduce the signal into the cell. Yeah, there are a whole bunch of things happening there. But after the signal transduction, it will activate a lot of genes that will help the plant to be more resistant. Yeah, so ROS protein on the plasma membrane are very important. Without them, the plant cannot know whether there is a pathogen there.
The plasma membrane is the outside wall of cells. Think of a fence around a yard that keeps what's inside separate from what's outside. Proteins are embedded in the plasma membrane like raisins in raisin bread. Chen, how do the proteins get in the plasma membrane?
So it starts from the ribosome and then ER, right? When it is mature, some protein need to be secreted out, right?
Yes.
So they will form some vesicle. And then it will be fused to the plasma membrane like that, right?
Yes.
So, like, if ROS protein are determined to be on the plasma membrane, they have to go through this process, right? So, in that case, if they are not mature enough, they will be controlled within the system. They cannot go out. That's why they need some components in ER.
Okay.
Yeah, that's like, before you are qualified, I will not let it go, let you out.
The ER, also known as the endoplasmic reticulum, is where the proteins are made inside the cell, and it controls the process that determines whether the proteins are ready for sending to the plasma membrane. The components that make up this process are called ER control components. In other words, the ER control components make the proteins that determine the cell's immunity. If this happens in Arabidopsis plants, then it must occur in other plants as well. How would this affect the crops that grow the food we eat?
We are studying Arabidopsis, but in agriculture, it's the same. Like for like corn, wheat, yes. If they don't have this kind of system, they it's kind of hard to say how they will become.
Yeah.
But by the end, we'll have great economic loss.
According to Chan, getting to know the ER quality control components will benefit our understanding on how they fight against germs that harm them and how well plants grow. Please watch the video for more information on the methods that the researchers use to look inside the cells and how they observe this plant's resistance.